Daryl Paulson is a professor of political science at the University of South Florida in St. Petersburg. WMNF spoke to him this morning about the Republican convention. We asked him first about his thoughts about John McCain's speech last night.
Well, John McCain has never been a speechmaker or speechifier. I mean, so I don't think it's a surprise that his speech didn't compare to Sarah Palin's or his speech didn't compare to Barack Obama's. I mean, he had a different task in mind, and I think that task was both to reintroduce himself to the American public, to a great extent a biography, and secondly, to say, I'm a different kind of Republican. I'm not a George Bush Republican, and my party has made mistakes, and we're going to correct things, and we're going to shake up Washington.
Democrats, of course, are trying to paint McCain as the third term of the Bush administration. McCain's people have pushed back on that all year long. Last night, he did really try to assert his, look at his record as an independent Republican, but he wasn't that specific. Would there have been booing in the Xcel Energy arena if he had talked about the fact that he's worked across the aisle with Ted Kennedy on immigration reform and Russ Feingold on campaign finance reform?
Yeah, I mean, he's got quite a record of working across the aisle, and the problem is precisely the fact that many Republicans don't like it when he did it. This is the kind of thing that will appeal to independent voters in particular, so I think when he goes on the campaign trail, it will be the kind of thing that he'll talk about and let people know that he's worked across the aisle, and he's actually accomplished things working across the aisle instead of just saying, I will do that as president. Which Barack Obama has made the same kind of promise. So, he did at one point in his speech, you know, actually talk about the Republicans and their failure. You know, they had lost their way. They became big spenders, and that's probably as far as he could go in terms of attacking his own party in his party's national convention without starting a rebellion within that party.
You mentioned Sarah Palin a moment ago. The governor of Alaska is kind of the supernova of the moment in the political scene right now. We know she certainly has rallied the base here. We saw it in the St. Paul, and if you listen to Rush Limbaugh or any other Republican spokespeople, it seems like this is spread throughout the country already. The big question is, and perhaps a reason she was put on the ticket, is to try to acquire those independent voters, those people out there who have not yet made up their mind yet. I know we haven't seen any polling yet. It's very early on to determine how that her performance played out on the national stage. But amongst independents, Daryl Paulson, not Republicans, but amongst independents, how do you think she's going to be coming across to them?
All you can say is so far so good. You know, but we don't know enough about her, and I don't think most Americans do. Clearly, there was a curiosity factor, the fact that her speech attracted as many viewers as Barack Obama's presidential acceptance speech a week ago is an indication that people are curious. And in Obama's case, of course, they knew more about him and wanted to hear what he had to say. In her case, they didn't know anything about her and so wanted to discover things about her. And she certainly passed that first test with flying colors. But at this point in time, to some extent, you know, Republicans are in a little bit of a predicament because they always have said that Obama is where he is because he gives great speeches, but there's no substance. She's in that same position right now as well, that she gave a great speech, but nobody's quite sure about what the substance is there on her side. So the next 2 months are going to be critical, and you know, especially critical will be that upcoming vice presidential debate with Joe Biden.